Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Easier ways to go in information products, software, something where there's less risk and more upside leverage because it's an information product, and you can probably still remain around the children's clothing if she's really attached to that. If I were you, I'd keep your existing job, but I would think about developing an information product.
Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another 36-minute recording with a gentleman named Evan who called me from Australia asking for some advice of which way, what direction, and what he should do as far as working his existing job or getting into the marketing consulting business or helping his fiance with their home-based clothing marketing business.
Hi, Michael. It's Evan.
Hey, Evan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you by voice. What are you doing now?
Well, my biggest problem is I'm a jack of all trades and not a master of navigation. I'm lost. I'm in three different places at once, and I don't quite know how to find a forward direction.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Are you done with school?
Done with school. I've actually got an application for a master course in front of me right now. I'm considering a master of marketing communication. Technically, I'm an IT nerd.
What do you do for a living?
Well, up until about 6 months ago, I was a Lotus Notes developer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Lotus Notes. Effectively, it's a workflow and document security type application for rather large corporations. As of 6 months ago, I changed my day job. I'm now very much more a full-time internet type person. Effectively, I'm helping my day job company with their internet stuff to really get them online and established and pulling people from the internet rather than telemarketing, as is their tradition.
Are you doing search engine optimization, trying to capture business leads through the internet for your company?
Exactly. My role has been to do by search engine optimization.
Are you the only one working on this?
I am the only one working on what we call the internet program.
Okay, and so you're an employee for this company?
That's correct, yes.
How long have you been working with them?
I've been here for about a year.
And how big or small of a company is it?
It's about 40, 41 people here.
So let's say you generate a lead for them. You may not know all the details, but let's say you capture a lead through your search engine optimization for this company, and they sell services and products that are wrapped around it. What kind of money do you put in that company's pocket for what you do?
I think it's around 20K.
When you're trying to capture leads, who are you trying to capture into your net or to get them to your company?
What we're effectively trying to do, we've been exposed a lot to the American internet marketing world, people like Alex Mandozian and Armin Morin and their associated companies. And what we try and do is we try and provide information of value so that we can start building a rapport with these people. Effectively, what I'm doing in terms of search engine optimization is placing a direct marketing solicitation for information of some nature.
Okay. Do you handle their website?
That's correct.
You do. Who designs the website?
Effectively, the company's had the corporate website since pretty much the get-go. I think initially they outsourced that to a web design company.
So you're the webmaster?
That's correct.
You say you're going in different directions. What do you ideally want to do?
I'm really passionate about this.
You're passionate about what you're doing now with the company?
I'm involved in the marketing. I'm involved in the development of the content. I'm involved with the general traffic and conversion strategies. I really like that. I guess when my challenge comes is that I'm doing it for my daytime employer. I go out and do it by myself. And I've also got a kids' clothing business with my partner that I'd love to see take off.
Oh, didn't you send me the link? What was that called?
That was bestjeffkids.com.
That's right. I did go to that. Let me ask you this. You've been with them a year. Is there any way you could quantify or have an idea of what your work has put in this company's pockets? Does he give you feedback on deals that happen because of your work, because of your search engine optimization, because of your strategies that you've implemented for these guys?
When the sales director's on the internet, I've got exposure to that, and so I can see that. I guess as we've only been doing it 6 months and we're doing it through information, it probably amounts to not very much at this stage. There's been a few inquiries through our corporate website, which I search engine optimized. I don't really know what's happened to that. They've gone into more traditional sales directions from there.
When you say that if a deal goes down, it could make them about $20,000, you don't know how many deals have been done because of internet leads?
No idea. What we've done up till the present is we've simply said, give us a call on the phone, and then it's gone into traditional sales channels.
Oh, I see. So you have no way of tracking that. So you're not tracking your internet leads. You're getting them, but you have no idea if these leads are converting into sales.
Off the corporate website, no idea. Off the actual direct sales website, we've had one up for about a month now. Those ones I do know about.
So you like this stuff. This is what you're doing for your main job, and you enjoy it. Are they paying you some decent money?
It's a pretty good retainer.
And then you have your fiance's clothing store?
That's correct.
And how's that going for her? She has a retail location, right?
No.
Is it just online?
We're pure online.
It's all first quality clothes, not used clothes?
Absolutely.
Are you doing that together, or did she start that, or what?
Effectively, she's the fashion. She'll pick out the items to go on the website and acquire the stock, and then I'm the web guy behind it, so I've built the site, I do the SEO, I get the traffic, I'm responsible for conversion, that type of thing.
You had mentioned in your email...
Yeah, that it was getting some pretty decent traffic in total in the sense of mailing list and product sales. It was converting about 1%.
So you are getting a few sales here.
Yeah, about a sale a week.
And you're inventorying all the clothes?
Yep, absolutely.
This is a tough way to go. I can kind of relate because I used to have a tie-dye t-shirt manufacturing business. I used to sell tie-dye clothing, so I somewhat know. I had a retail store, but I also sold wholesale. And is your fiance passionate about clothes?
She just loves them, yep.
Does she have kids?
No.
I don't know. Is it just a labor of love, or does she want to make a good go of this as a business? Does she need to make money from this?
She really wants to ramp this up. Effectively, what we've done with the selling proposition of the website is, in Australia, there's a lot of rural areas where people just can't get access to high-quality, well-designed clothing. And so what we've done is we've gone, well, every man is dog, woman, and child on the internet in Australia selling cheap, crap-quality clothes. Let's build a site where we can offer high-quality clothes for those that can't get it without coming into a major city.
All right, and you would know that surely better than I. So in a lot of areas in Australia, there's people who would like to dress their kids nicely, but it's such a long distance to go get the nice clothes, they want a way to get it. And through the internet, you're solving that problem.
Absolutely.
You know, there's always stuff that can be done on the site. And I'll email this recording over because I did go over some of this stuff. The front page is confusing to me. I see the little girl there, and I see The Customer Is Always Right by JCPenney, and it's confusing. I think when someone comes there, maybe a lot of people get into the site, but a lot of people are confused as to what they're seeing. You know, what is this? What is this first page? And I'm guilty of it, too. Even on my site, I have so much stuff up there. But at Best Dressed Kids, we share the same belief that you are always right because no one knows your kids like you do. We are tirelessly scouring the world to bring you the best children's fashion on offer. From there, it's up to you to choose from among these to make your kids Best Dressed Kids. So in the recording, which I'll send you, I had asked, is that what your customers are looking for? Is that what's important to them, that their kids are the best dressed kids, or this is the market you're going after, people who want high-end clothes that do cost a little more than the normal clothes?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And what kind of margins are there on the clothing? You make 50%, or can you double your money on it, or not even that?
We do a lot more business when we have a sale on, but normal retail prices, we're making 40 to 50% markup on the items.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
And I know when I had my tie-dye t-shirt business, there's a lot of negatives in a business like this. If you compare it to, for instance, one of my businesses selling information products. And the reason information products are great is because they're not a commodity. You know, you are selling somewhat of a commodity. And you're making 40%. And that doesn't even include your cost, your time, your labor, your website. You have all this money tied up in your inventory. It's not inventory that you can liquidate that quick if you needed to. And I always steer people to looking into a business that has to do with developing an information product. Look at Alex Mandosian and Armin Morin. These guys, they're millionaires, and they're selling products that have some upfront costs in development, but it's nothing. They're just selling digital information, software, and website access. Look at the stuff I have on my site, audio recordings. This stuff is great because the margins are there. You don't have all the negatives of inventory. And with the website and search engine optimization, it's just an endless cat and mouse game. Google is always changing their standards to what sites get indexed. I had two of my sites that were banned from Google about 6 weeks ago. I mean banned. You could type in hardtofindseminars.com and you wouldn't even get it on Google. It did stay up on Yahoo and some of the other ones, and you have no idea why it got banned. Now, very luckily, I got them listed, but it took a lot of work and a lot of contacting Google. Google handles billions of pages, and thank God I'm back up on the listings with Google. With search engines and stuff, it takes a lot of energy and it takes effort and money to get someone to your site. Now, once you get them to your site, when you're going to sell them something, you got to sell them something that you can make some good money on. And selling them some clothing where you're going to make 20 or 30 or 40 or even 50 bucks a pop, it's just a long road to go. There are easier ways to do it. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just giving you my advice. Now, if your fiance is just in love with clothes, there are still things she can do that center around clothes, and I don't know exactly what, but you can create and develop information products related to any subject you want. I'll give you an example. I'm just throwing something off the top of my head, which is the way I think with audio interviews. Whatever she likes about clothes, let's say she likes the design of really nice children's clothes. Well, I'm sure there's some top designers all over the world who design children's clothes, right? She could contact these people and do an audio interview with them about how to design great children's clothes. What's important? Talk about the fabric, the stitching, the colors, how they were successful as designers. And then she could have 10 audio recordings with children's clothes designers, some of the most world-renowned ones, because it's not hard to get interviews with designers, with anyone, really. People are so willing to talk about their passion and what they do, and it's not often that someone will come along and take an interest. And when someone does come along and take an interest, they'll be glad to spend time with you and talk about what they're passionate about. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So she could have an information product, and it's a win-win for the designers, and I'm just using this as an example because let's say she said that this was going to be a product that she's going to be marketing. The 10 greatest children's clothes designers, your fiance could say that she's publishing a book, and the designer would do it because there's potential publicity for that designer. Because what if that book gets out in a big way, and that designer's information and their passion is in that book? That means more promotion, more sales for their clothes, right? So why wouldn't they do it? And I'm saying you could pick a market or a subject or an expertise and put something like this together, a great product of real value within a month's time if you're willing to do the audio interviews.
In a sense, we do something like that. What we do at the moment is we have a bunch of feeder sites, and effectively we use them to bring people to our retail sites. We've got a site up there which looks at who the designers are, what type of clothes they make, what makes them great, that type of thing. We've also got another site up there that looks at the latest fashion trends, what's coming, why it's big, that type of thing. So in a sense, we certainly haven't gone to interviews, but at some level, we've got something like that.
Okay, you do. But it's all leading to sell the clothes on this Best Dressed Kids site.
Exactly, yes.
How long have you had this site up?
Since March of 2005.
And what kind of sales has it generated so far?
We're getting about one sale a week off traffic of 350 uniques.
So you get 350 unique visitors a week, and you're getting one sale. All right, so one sale, and I don't know what the average ticket of the item is. So you may make 30 or 40 bucks.
That's about right, yep.
I don't know how much money you guys want to make from it, but it's going to take a lot more traffic, obviously.
Sure. I think at this stage, we're building the mailing list faster than we're selling products, which certainly brings us some kind of hope that maybe if someone's looking for that type of thing and they get something through our mailing list, then they'll come and buy.
Out of the 350 unique visitors a week, how many are you getting on your mailing list?
We're getting about 2 on our mailing list.
2. If you look at my site, you need some kind of pop-up right on that front page. Your front page really needs to be reworked because it's confusing. The Customer Is Always Right by J.C. Penney. Does everyone in Australia know who J.C. Penney's is?
Probably not.
Okay, you do. But J.C. Penney's is American. So they're going to say, well, who is J.C. Penney? It just doesn't mean anything to most of the people. And the little girl on there, she's cute and it's attention getting, but it's confusing. This page, I think you could really improve. I'll send you an audio of this recording, but you even said what you felt like your main niche was. Would you like to have your child be the best dressed child in his class, but you live too far away from a major city to get the real quality clothes you wish you could have? Well, this website offers you top line children's clothing that you don't have to drive 200 or 300 miles to get. Come on into the site and take a look at what we have. You know, you got to tell them right up front what's in the site and what's in it for them and what that unique benefit is. You could do that more succinctly on this front page for sure. So you've got a certain amount of customers. When your customers call and order, do you know why they're ordering from your site? You believe that it's because they live so far away, and that's what you want the niche of the site to be, easy to access nice clothing without driving or traveling. But have you ever talked to your customers to really find out what they liked about the site and why they ordered from you guys online?
We really haven't. My fiance does keep backing up my tree that we need to get a survey onto the site so we can find out what type of things people are looking for and why they're shopping with us and what they like and what they don't like. But I guess my experience with online surveys, at least, is that you don't get a response that justifies your time.
Yeah, it's got to be more proactive. If someone orders, are they ordering all 100% online? They're not calling or anything?
And that's correct, yeah.
Is your fiance home to take calls if someone was to call during the day or not really?
She's available 2 days of the week. She works another 3 days of the week. We're generally out and about on the weekend as well, so it's not something that would be easily done.
You know, having a phone number probably would be a good idea to have it on there, even if they get your voicemail, or even if it's a voicemail system where someone can leave a message, they may have a question. Because when someone wants to talk to you, let's say they're looking at something and they have a question, there's no way to get in touch with you. You've got the contact, but you got to fill a form out. I know when I want to reach someone online, I can't stand it when there's a form. I want to be able to pick up the phone, call, get an answer to my question. If I had a question about one of these dresses and just something that's not answered on the site, I'm going to pick up the phone and call. But if there's no way to get in touch with you guys, you're probably losing customers by not having a phone number to call.
Sure.
There's so many things you can do to improve the site. You probably know this. It's just a factor of time in doing it. I'm just talking about some different things that we're talking about your sites, but you first started saying that you don't know which direction to go. So what's your real problem? Is it that you don't know if you should focus your attention on your fiance site building this business or what? You had mentioned something about you got a lot of things going. What's the problem about all that?
I've got my day job, which I love. I've got this website, which certainly keeps me interested on the weekend and at night. I guess one of the other things is you've mentioned information products, and certainly being exposed to people like Alex and Armand, there's always that nagging in the back of your mind. On Hard to Find Seminars is, of course, the invitation to become a marketing consultant. So there's 4 roads heading out from where I am, and I'm smack in the middle.
You're kind of obligated to your fiance somewhat. If she wasn't your fiance, would you be working on this site? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I understand. You've got your job. You got to work your job for sure to pay your rent and everything. How much time are you putting into the Best Dressed Kids site?
Probably at this stage around 10 to 15 hours a week.
Okay. How much money do you guys have tied up in inventory?
Probably somewhere around 15, 20,000.
You got that much inventory?
Yep.
Jeez. Did y'all go to a show and buy?
We've just recently made a couple of orders through actual design houses. We've saw some of it through eBay, and we went on a trip to America last Christmas, so we got some stuff when we were in the States as well.
All right, so you have been selling some on eBay?
We haven't been selling the clothing on eBay, no. We've been sourcing some of the stock for the store.
Oh, I see. You got a lot of money tied up in inventory. You need to move it, right?
Exactly. If there's no turnover, then That's all just credit card bills at the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to move your inventory. See, this is a traditional problem when you're talking about a business like this. The inventory will kill you. Just imagine that this business was going really good. You know what's going to happen? You're going to need more inventory. And then guess what else you're going to need? You're going to need a place to put it. Where's all your inventory right now?
It's actually in our house.
You probably got boxes all over the place.
It's a mess.
Okay, let's just imagine that this business is really growing, okay? Let's say 10 times, 20, 30 times the business. You're going to need more inventory, and then you're going to need a place to put it. Then you're going to have some kind of warehouse, you're going to have to open up some kind of store. As it grows, so does your liability. I've done the retail. I've done inventory of shirts and pants and bandanas and all that. It was growing. I was selling wholesale to a lot of the department stores, and it was a nightmare. I was doing okay. But I wasn't doing that great because there were no margins. I got out of that, and once I got into the information products business, it is just night and day. There's no hassle. You're 26, so you may have a lot of energy right now. I'm 40, but as you get older, you look for less hassles and headaches in your life. It's like you've heard of be careful what you wish for. You may wish for this business to be really big. Well, you may be turning over a lot of volume, and you may be able to make it grow, but you're dealing with customers. You're dealing with returns. You're dealing with individual orders, onesie, twosie stuff. The more customers you have, the more headaches you have. I would just try and talk you out of this business. I know your fiance is probably emotionally attached to children's clothing, and she loves it. I'm just telling you what I would do. I hope I'm not hurting your feelings. I don't want to hurt your fiance's feelings, but there are easier ways to go. And information products, software, something. She may be able to find something, or you could find something where you could show her the numbers where there's less risk and more upside leverage because it's an information product, and you can probably still remain around the children's clothing if she's really attached to that. If I were you, I'd keep your existing job, but I would think about developing an information product. Look at all those recordings on my site. I give a lot of those things away for free. Well, let's look at the HMA program. That took a long time to put together because I control the information, but I'm doing it with Richard. You know, it's really a joint venture partnership. He's the expert, but he's pretty clueless when it comes to the internet, so I've been able to create the marketing and the interviews with him. Let's look at a different information product, something that there's some real margins, because even though the HMA system, the consulting system, it's $3,900, there's profit in it, but there's not that much profit compared to, let's say I take all my audio recordings on the subject of joint venture, and I have a course that I sell on joint ventures. Okay, I don't know if you've seen the sales letter for it, but it's just a series of six or seven of my audio recordings that relate to joint ventures, and there's some other bonuses there, and it's all digital. At first, we had it all on CD, and I was sending out CDs, and I said, you know what? Forget this, because I was sending a hard copy CD because I believed that there was going to be less returns when you send out a physical product, but I found this not to be true. There may be a slight increase in returns with a digital product compared to a hard copy product like a CD or a manual or whatever, but most people are pretty honest. And if you give them a good quality product, whether it's digital or whether it's not, they're going to keep it and they're not going to return it. But this joint venture product, it's six audio recordings, and all I do is send someone a link, and it's a $300 product. And my offer is pretty good, kind of like your $1 offer on that other site. It's a totally risk-free offer where I use a subscription payment through PayPal. People can order this product and pay nothing, and I send them the digital link to the product, and they have 30 days to cancel their subscription, and if they don't cancel, their credit card is billed for $297. Look at the margins, $297. I do a little work up front to get the sales letter and get the product put together, but what cost do I have? Absolutely nothing, the click of a mouse button, and it's all margins. I keep it all, and there's no inventory. Is that beautiful when you compare it to something like what you're doing or something like almost every other brick-and-mortar business out there?
Sure.
It takes a lot of work putting a product together. I would definitely recommend you do put it together rather than buying into someone else's product because you want the control of the intellectual property. You want it to be yours. But I'm sure if you think about it, you can come up with something. And if you don't don't know how to write a sales letter, you can hire someone to write a sales letter. I could refer you to some great copywriters who could do a good job. There's no guarantee, but if you've got a hungry market that's really passionate about the product you develop, one sales letter that can be put up on a website can make you a lot of money. It could support you for the rest of your life. It really could.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You're young right now. I mean, you're only 26. You've got plenty of time to screw up. But when I was 26, I was still entrepreneurial, but I didn't know about the stuff I know about today. Information products, you've got the skills on the internet. You've got a huge advantage over most people. You know, all these marketing gurus like Jay Abraham and them, they're clueless when it comes to the internet. You know Yannick Silver, you've heard of him?
Absolutely.
He can't even put up a web page.
Alex Mendoza even makes the same claim.
Yeah, that's fine, but I can put up a web page, and I know I have a huge advantage being able to do that. At least I believe I do, because you can make changes quickly. If you're starting out and you can't put up a web page and you have a sales letter and you're relying on your webmaster to do it all, you're not going to make the changes you want to, because you know every time you talk to him, he's going to charge you money. So you've got a great skill to be able to do all that stuff yourself.
Sure.
Have you listened to the HMA recordings?
I have listened to the HMA recordings, and I've gone through the Atlas collection.
You've gone through all the transcripts?
Yep.
You know, you've got enough content right there to probably go out, and you're right in Sydney. You've got a lot of businesses out there. You could probably do some practice opportunity analysis on some people and get yourself a client. Is that something you could see yourself doing, possibly?
Yep, that's one of the avenues that I don't know which one to go down.
If you can see yourself doing it, helping business, there's so many people doing it so poorly. And really, consulting is nothing but you just talk to the customer and find out what their problems are, and you just solve them. But you're solving them with just ideas, not necessarily hard labor. And you could use your skills with the internet and search engine optimization. You could take that whole HMA thing, and you could be not a marketing consultant to anybody and everybody, which it's presented that way than the recordings, but you're better off niching into a specific niche. If you've got some good skill in search engine optimization, that's such a hungry market, because everyone wants traffic on the internet, and barely anyone knows how. You could be a search engine optimization consultant, and you could use the HMA system to market yourself. You could develop your USP. Why should someone use you for search engine optimization rather than any of these other guys? You know, you develop your USP, and I'm sure you've come up with ideas after going through all the transcripts and the recordings. What else are you thinking? Is it just you only have so much time, but you don't know what to do?
I think that's it. I think with my fiance's website, at least, you've managed to talk me into keeping that as a hobby thing. I mean, it's a bit like selling a $27 ebook in that at the end of the day, it's not going to the rest of your life.
Yeah, just do the numbers. You're not going to get rich off selling clothing. And my father was in the, we used to call it the schmata business. I used to go around with my father. He had a big motor home, and he had four kids. So as we were growing up, he'd be gone all week. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, so Florida is a state right under Georgia. You probably know that. But he'd be traveling Florida, Georgia, Alabama, calling on the women's clothing stores. He'd have the motor home filled with his line of clothing. He was a rep. So he would make a percentage on the line of clothing. It's a tough way to make a living. And you're doing it in such a non-proactive way. You're just doing it through the internet. Your fiance called on children's stores and just brought the inventory in. She could probably move a lot of stuff that way, probably a lot more than on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
If you want to unload that inventory, you guys may want to consider doing that. Just loading up your car and calling on some stores and just liquidating some of that inventory. Get some of your cash back.
Sure. I guess that still leaves information products versus consulting.
Let me tell you, you've got to be the right type of person. I like doing consulting, but I hate making appointments and going to meet people. I just don't do it. All my consulting is online, over the phone, where I'm sitting at home comfortably. I can't stand driving to go meet people, because not that it's always a waste of time. I'm not into that. So you got to ask yourself, what don't you want to do? You got to set the parameters of your consulting business. Now, if you're a search engine optimization consultant, for example, why do you need to meet anyone? If someone wants better rankings, they don't need to meet you face-to-face, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they've got a website. We're in the digital age here. There's no reason you need to get in your car and go meet these clients. So all your consulting can be online from home, if that's what you want to do. You may hate being stuck in front of the computer. How many hours are you working at your main job?
At my main job, I'm here about 40.
So you're full-time. How do you see yourself breaking into consulting? Would you consider quitting your existing job?
Probably consider moving into an independent contract with my existing employer, and probably initially offering 4-day service a week, which would free up one day a week. As opportunities took off, I guess my current employer would become just another client. It's a sad way of putting it, but another client amongst several others.
You've listened to a lot of this stuff on consulting. What ideas have you had? What do you see yourself doing as a consultant? When you were listening and you were thinking about all this to yourself, what were you seeing yourself doing? Calling on any type of business, or did you see yourself niching something internet-related that you're good at?
What I really liked about the system was working with setups rather than startups and being able to actually find companies that had websites that were either stagnant or declining. And I know probably I could go out there and find 100,000.com.au domains where the company put it up 3 years ago, haven't got a single inquiry through it. And with my knowledge of being able to market, being able to do the tech stuff, I guess rather than offering to do the traditional stuff like yellow pages, that type of thing, just work the internet.
That'd be a great way to go. And you don't have to meet with people, and it's all on the phone and all online. And there's such a huge demand for it because, you know, go look at 50 web pages and you know 49 of them are doing it all wrong. You just have your checklist of the things that need to be done on the website that will optimize their site. You know how Richard has 7 different steps, a unique selling proposition. You don't have to follow that exactly, but you can have your own different steps for your SEO consulting business. And you tell the client, you take them through 7 different steps. The first step is lead capture, pop-up capturing your visitors. You just make your steps, and then you charge the customer per step. You tell them that you guarantee your work as long as they go through all the steps of your system. You customize it for your business, and if they don't get their investment back after going through all the steps of your SEO consulting system, they get all their money back. So you make it risk-free. You charge them per step, and then if you've got websites and you're starting to capture the data from these sites, one thing is, because you know how to do it and they don't, you can have control over that data. Now, if you really turn on some good techniques and start bringing in a lot of data, you're going to know if you can set up a contingency deal. You know what your work is going to produce. And if you like the person you're working with, you can get in all kinds of joint ventures with these companies. You're going to have the control of the most important thing, and that's the leads. That's everything. You'd be in a real, what we call, toll booth position. That wouldn't be too bad.
I'd honestly be happy to do that.
I'd be glad to sell you a HMA system. I really would. I could send you to a link for all the details. What I've put together, you've seen some of it, but the tools I have for this, at least for the traditional consulting, like what you're hearing on the recordings, they're fantastic. I've got interviews with marketing consultants on a section called the HMA University. You've probably seen a couple of them. I put a couple of them in my collection of audio recordings, but there's a lot of interviews on the HMA University section that I do just for the HMA consultants that are dynamic, and it's some great stuff. And you know how I interview. I get all the good stuff out of them.
Blame me away. It's been fantastic.
Good. It's not hard. I'll be honest with you. Most of the people who have signed up haven't done anything, and that's just how it is in anything. 80% of the real estate agents in the U.S. or probably anywhere in the world account for 20% of the business, and it's only 20% who account for 80%. There's a whole lot of losers out there, more losers than winners. The winners are really the people who just take action. It's as simple as that. My site has had its success only for one thing. I'm no genius. It's just that I consistently took action. And that, I have found, is really the secret of anything. Just make movement, do something, take action, make the calls. And here's another thing I learned. Believe me, I love to procrastinate. I'll do anything to avoid certain things, like the details of my site or proofreading my site or calling on customers. But I have learned if I'm not going to do it, I will pay somebody to do it. And Elance, you've heard of Elance, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That is your worldwide workforce to hire anyone within hours to do anything you want and to do it cheap. You can get labor out of India, English-speaking people, not that you want to take advantage of them. It's still good money for them, but people here in the U.S. are really complaining about it, but I love it. You hear Armin Morin, Armin and them developing software for nothing. That you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to software programmers where you are and where I am.
Yeah, I used to be one of them. Well, I guess I still am one of them. It pays the bill.
It sounds like you got a lot of skills. You really do with the internet. You should never go hungry. With knowing what you know with the website and search engine optimization, you could probably work search engine optimization for the rest of your life. But I'm sure something with the internet, there's going to be such huge changes. Who knows? Moves so fast.
I just love the marketing coupled with the tech. I think wherever it goes, I'll be there because that's what I love.
I love this stuff too because it's almost like going to the casino. It's like easy money. And I don't mean it in a negative way, but when you could look at a business that's clueless and has no idea what they're doing, and they may be succeeding in spite of themselves. Let's say they're mailing out 50,000 letters a month, but they're making money with it. But they have a bulk mail indicia on it, or they have an ugly, sticky label for the address, or they don't have a headline on their letter. These things, these ideas, and these changes could just double, triple, quadruple a company. And if you show them how to do that, you can get a piece of the action if you set it up right. It's such leverage when you can go into a business and have all the intimate knowledge of the inner workings of that business, and you're just asking the questions. And business owners are so wrapped up, they can't see the business for what it is because they're so emotionally involved. So coming in from a fresh look, being an outside looking in, you see where the money is. And that's why I called it HMA, hidden marketing assets. It's like going on a treasure hunt. You're looking for these hidden assets in the business, and you're going to uncover them, and you're going to turn them into more money for the business. But they can't see them. They need someone to come in and look at them.
Now, I've got the same issue with my website. If I develop something, I'll need someone like yourself to come in and say, well, it makes sense. But if I look at someone else's...
It's easy, isn't it?
It is. That one level of abstraction is the subjectiveness.
You're absolutely right. It's so much easier for me to look at someone else's business and give advice and come up with good solutions than it is for my own, because I'm too close to it. And that's why people need consultants. They need outside expertise. Think about the HMA. If it's something you want to do, I'd be glad to help you out the best I can. I was on the phone with Richard today. He was even telling me, if you ever get into a jam or a problem or you got a question, I'll have him call you. He's willing to help all the HMA people as much as he can as well. But there's so much great content on there. It's a lot of content. It'll take you probably a month to go through everything. But you just keep going through it and keep going through it. It's a process, not an event. You get out there and you start making some calls. And if you're not going to make the calls, you pay someone to make the calls. Get them on Elance. And I've got a whole training on that.
That sounds like the way forward.
All right. Has this been helpful?
Yeah, it has.
You see if you can move some of that inventory from your clothes. You got to get some of that cash back. At the rate you're going, it's going to take a long time. You don't want to lose that investment.
Mm-hmm.
But be supportive of your fiance, because she's probably, you love the business. I understand where you're at. You just help her out the best you can. But you know where the real money is. It's in controlling your own product, or being able to consult and get a piece of someone's business by using your consulting expertise and getting an ongoing piece of it and setting it up right. And I think the HMA stuff would help you do that.
Excellent. I will have to talk to her, obviously.
Well, talk to her. I'll take this recording and I'll get it converted. I'm not going to edit it, but I'll just convert it and I'll upload it, and you can download it if you want your girlfriend to listen to it, or if you want to re-listen to it, okay? So you'll have it.
Sure, that'll be great.
Okay.
I really do appreciate it, Michael. It's really given me a lot of direction when I wasn't really too clear where I wanted to go.
No problem. Well, you're young. You're only 26. You've got plenty of time, but you may as well get going on the right path now. And the right path is doing something you like and that you're passionate about, that you want to be paid good for it. You don't want to work
sure.
for peanuts. Life is a lot nicer when you don't have to worry about money and that you're doing something you love. And then you're trying for a baby. And let me tell you, if your girlfriend does get pregnant and you have a kid, your life is really going to change. Then you're really not going to have time. That's why you need to do it right now before you have your kids, because you're going to be tempted to stay in that job because you got a kid to support. You got to go for it now before the baby comes.
All right,
let me let you go. I'll email this to you. It'll be in about 24 hours, and we'll talk later. Just shoot me an email, okay?
Thanks, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Here's another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. And it's a collection of recordings on marketing consulting. I had met a gentleman named Richard who is one of the world's best marketing consultants, and I have 12 hours of audio interviews all on the subject of marketing consulting. We also have downloads to over 23 reports on the subject of marketing. In the section of recordings, you will find a multitude of ideas that will give you very valuable ideas on how to build and grow your business, and also how to teach others how to grow their business with simple, no-cost, low-cost techniques. If you go back to hardtofindseminars.com to the main page, you'll see across the top in white, consulting services. If you click on that page, there's a form that will take you into a private secret section of my site I've set up just for you with all these recordings. All you have to do is fill out your name and your information, and you'll be whisked away to Consulting Secrets, where we have thousands of dollars worth of free downloadable audio recordings in MP3 and Flash. Also, the written printed transcripts in PDF that you can start learning from starting today. This information is hot. So get on over to hardtofindseminars.com. Check out Consulting Secrets. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, this system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting the appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the Opportunity Analysis Worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number 1. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own 3-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game, teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA Live Seminar Training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5, you'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets, how to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself but not by yourself. By that I mean when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA University training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.